ZLK Mobile. ZLK, KA5WLO Mobile. Good morning, Shane. I believe it's Leroy, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if we've ever spoken, but I've heard you on many times. How are you this morning? And you're correct, it is Shane.
Yes, sir, you're correct, it's Leroy. I don't know if we've actually spoken on the air, but yeah, we spoke at the VE meetings or VE exams several times. But heading up to State Park Road, going to our church this morning to drive for the release time out of Northwest.
Because I'm out in Marietta, or headed into Marietta, but I'm going to be taking State Park Road. I usually don't. I'm going over to a chiropractor appointment this morning off Wade Hampton. I'm long overdue, and I finally decided I couldn't sleep. I needed to go over and have that little adjustment on my neck.
Well, if you go down all the way out Reed School to Wade Hampton, just be careful. They're getting ready to shut it down for one-lane road this morning at the Eskers.
I'm not exactly sure. I'm trying to think where it's going to take me out. I don't know if I'm going to do Reed School, but thanks for the heads up, because I did not know that. But it almost doesn't matter where you go anymore in Greenville.
Looks like they finally straightened that road out a little bit now, and they put guardrails up in those S-curves. When I worked EMS and fire all those years ago, we all the time had a car flip over in those curves going down because they took it too fast.
Little roads like that around the county that I remember as a kid that were like that. I lived in for a little while in Edwards Forest. Didn't really take Reed School much unless I cut over to State Park. But we go to Greer to go to the DMV because it was never busy, and there was nothing else in Greer that was open, it seemed like, at that time. But it's been years since I've been on Reed School.
Yeah, so I don't know which way you're headed, but so far State Park, other than that area down getting towards Wade Hampton is pretty clear. I'm about to the old-fashioned country church now.
The report. I'm headed over. The office I'm going to is not far from where the Denny's is or was. I don't know if it's even still there, so might be able to cut through without taking Reed School.
Yeah, the Denny's is still there. It's remodeled, and they've reopened, I guess, fully now since COVID, but they were closed for a while. But it is definitely still there and fully functional now.
After that, after the appointment, I didn't have breakfast. Might be worth stopping in there.
You said you're coming down out of Marietta. Whereabouts are you now?
Second plant here on 288.
Yeah, I'm going up here to Renfrew Baptist right there, just above the hospital, on the right-hand side, just below that New Grace Church at Renfrew Mill.
Be there, okay. Yeah, there's another little church behind them that we used to go to upcountry. So now there's three churches right there on that little corner.
Yeah, roger that. And they're upcountry used to occupy the old Seventh-day Adventist church, too, right there just on the other side of Renfrew. But yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yep, looks like almost like a historic little church. They had moved before we started there, but there's some good people over there. We enjoyed our time a couple of years there, made some good friends.
Yeah, we've been going to Renfrew for about 20 so years now, I guess. But it's good people there too. So if you're looking one day or just want to visit, I invite you.
Well, keep that in mind. Do you know a fellow there with the last name of Black? I don't know his first name. I think he might handle some of the maintenance, or used to, or lawn work or something, and it possibly it was a deacon or is a deacon.
Fred Black and his wife Barbara, he's our Sunday school teacher, and he's still over building maintenance and grounds. And you're right, he was a deacon, and now they've kind of switched it up, and he's an elder now.
I work with his son, Stuart, and I've heard of him. I've never met him. I've never met Stuart's dad, but he's mentioned that he was over there. So that's cool. I'm glad you know him. So it's funny how we live in such a small world. You talk to somebody you've never spoken with or haven't spoken with in a long time, and they know somebody that is related. It's just crazy. crazy how that works.
Well, anyways, let me let you go. I'm coming up on the city limits here at, well, actually, I'm in the city limits, but I'm coming up on the Walmart area here, and let me get through traffic here. So I will talk to you later in 4ZL, okay, K5WLL. You have a good day, and get that chiropractic appointment made.
Good to hear you this morning. Good to talk to you. Hope you have a good day, and be careful driving. KA5WLL, N4ZLK Mobile.
4HKX Mobile.
I was just thinking about calling you, N4ZLK.
I'm calling me something good.
Hesitating. Trying to think of just the right word this morning.
See this morning?
To the chiropractor. Long overdue a neck adjustment.
There Monday afternoon.
So that years ago, before my 23-year-old was born, I had the other kids in the car with me. It wasn't a terrible accident. It just knocked something in my neck. And it now that I have a vertebrae that pops out, and I can live with it for a while, but it gets sore, and then I got where I couldn't sleep. Over the weekend, it was so sore I couldn't get comfortable either way. It should go on a more regular basis, but, everything's so far away now. Somebody moved kind of far out, and it's just hard to get there.
But, I mean, you could live down here amongst it all, but then there's consequences to that action, too.
There is. I was trying to teach Beth how to twist my neck, give that little twist and pull at the same time, but I'm a little worried she might accidentally do a little more damage.
Didn't do that to you, would she? KO4HKX.
I have deserved it, so I don't know if she'd do it today, but there might be a time when she would or would have, and for ZLK.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I don't think I'd want my wife being able to do that either. Not all the time, anyway.
I've been going to for years and years. Beth used to go, too. Kind of, he was doing a kind of a deal with, there's so many UPS drivers going by there that we'd go by there on Saturdays, and it was almost every Saturday or every other Saturday was booked up with employees from where I work, and it helped him out, and he helped us out, and anyway, just, they're good people, and I can go for 3 or 4 years and not go and just give them a call, and they'll take me right back in without doing all the updating of the x-rays and all that kind of stuff.
That's good. Sometimes something might have changed, you never know. But I'm sure they know what they're doing. And I go once a month, the one I've been visiting, and I've been going, gosh, about 20 years now.
Others through the years, just there was one in Simpsonville, 5 minutes from my house when we lived there. And of course, you had to go for the appointment, the consultation, and then you came back and he did this little whatever. I walked out of there thinking, no, nothing happened. And I remember my very first visit at this other place where I'm going now. He just fell down my neck and said, yep, right here is where it hurts, doesn't it? And it sure was. And he didn't use any little tools. He used his hands to, it felt like he was wrenching it back in place, but it worked.
I think as you get some relief from whatever's hurting. So, like I said, I visit the one I'm going to once a month. I quit going for a while, but I don't know. I started going back again because it's hurting too bad. Just like you say, you get to where you can't sleep, you can't turn your head when you're driving. That's kind of a need-to-do thing.
But, it won't be long. We'll just be sitting there watching the computer screens as the truck drives itself.
I'm ready for that.
You're going to be gone long before that, hopefully, unless technology jumps quicker. I know they're working on that, but even if it gets here soon, I'm going to be out of there.
I hear all these people excited about that, and I'm just not there. And I guess it's because of my background. I've just seen too many safety systems fail. Well, it's not supposed to be able to do that. Well, it's doing it.
Right, if it's made by man, it's going to fail. And we've had a pretty good system. Of course, we have accidents and, you know, tragedies, but we've lived with that risk for so long. This is a whole different type of risk.
I don't know. I just, not to the point where I can trust something like that way. I can't do it.
I have to override with, we've got a braking system on our trucks, and I'm clearly watching the vehicle move out of my way, and all of a sudden it's a delayed reaction. The truck will slam on the brakes, especially if I've got the cruise on. Now, it doesn't lock them up and hold them, but it hits them and turns the cruise off, and it gives you a jolt if you don't catch it. And I can override that by either stepping on the brakes myself or tapping the accelerator just slightly. But it does it. It's a delayed reaction. You know, I clearly see the vehicle out of the way and gone, you know, if it turns in front of me or slows down to make a right turn, but the computer seems to have a delayed reaction and wants to react late.
We're giving away $2.something billion and we can't even get that right.
Well, I hope you're having a good day so far. This is your busy day, isn't it? Your long.
I've already been at it since, I've been down here since about 5:45 this morning.
Greer?
I just pulled into Wayne's place.
Tell him thank you. Everything seems to be working great. So I think he got whatever it was. He was pretty confident, and it hasn't had any issues yet again. So tell him thanks.
But I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. I hope your visit goes good and you get some relief. I know how that is. And you be safe out there on the roads. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
N4ZLK, clear.
Nice. Morning, Patrick. Morning, Shane. I just wanted to say I'm looking forward to that self-driving RV that I can sit in the back and drink beer.
N6CLX. I think it's Michael. It's been a while. They have those, don't they? They have cruise control. You just put it in cruise and then go back and use the restroom when you need to.
Well,
it's true or not, but I remember years ago hearing that they have those safety features or warnings in there not to do that, because apparently it has been done before.
If you buy a new hand mixer, there's a warning in there, don't lick the meters while it's plugged in, so I'd say anything is possible.
A meme going around on social media that said back in the 50s or 60s, your car manual told you how to adjust the timing or the heads or something, you know, the valves. Now it tells you don't drink the battery acid.
I got us mixing a little politics now, just because it's funny. Yesterday I was looking at the internet, and some opinion piece from the Greenville AM radio station. They said, "Are you surprised that whatever the guy's name was that was running against the governor, how many votes he got?" And he was asking for comments, and I was about to say, "I drive I-85. I am not surprised. There's 40% of the people out there are stupid."
Part of the issue is what we've been talking about. We try to legislate safety too much, and the gene pool doesn't get weeded out like it used to. I know that's terrible to say, but sometimes you got to kind of let nature take its course.
Human beings are lazy. If we safety everything, we learn to not pay attention to all that stuff that's common sense. I mean, everybody's got to have an outdoor light on now. Really?
All these safety features they're putting on vehicles, how it makes you more lazy. I remember a commercial years ago for Nissan, or Nissan, as my cousins say. It was talking about the pedestrian braking feature or something like that, or a sudden stop braking feature. And then the comment after that was, so you can concentrate on what's really important, like driving. And I was thinking, well, wait a second. Putting on the brakes and watching for other people is a very important part of driving.
Watching out for the other fool and what he's doing, that's not important anymore. N6CLX. By the way, then when you do hit the idiot that got out in front of you, it it's your fault, and then you're sued.
Opening up is to just turn around and re-sue the manufacturer for the brakes. You know, that system not working. It should have stopped me before I, you know, that's the whole point of it, isn't it?
It's worse. I mean, if you have an accident in Europe, you know, they don't have these tort laws. So if you have an accident in Europe, basically the cop says, well, aren't you the idiot?
But I've even realized how easily that stuff can sneak up on you. I was in it. Almost all of our tractors have all this system on it, and we've got guys that can't even drive a stick shift, so they don't buy any stick shift tractors anymore. And I was driving an older one, had the cruise control on, just going down the interstate, and the car in front of me started slowing down, and I'm coming up on it thinking, why is it not slowing down? And that's because of having these systems on it, and you know, this adaptive cruise control on everything now. You like you said, it makes you lazy, and you don't do what you're supposed to do while you're out there.
Both our cars have adaptive cruise. The one I'm in now also has they both have lane assist, where it screams at you if you're drifting. But then this one will start turning out back into the center of the lane. Golly, I hate that thing. It starts doing stuff when adaptive cruise. It'll start slowing down as I'm looking behind me to change lanes.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Okay, good morning, Rusty. Go ahead.
Hey, Shane, and I'm not sure who the other fella is in there talking. I just heard listening to you. Don't tell me you run into somebody, Shane.
No, I just... We're just discussing all these supposed safety features. I mean, I guess they are, but they make you lazy. And even, as much as I hate them, I realized it was happening to me because I got used to the cruise control that slows down when it gets too close to somebody, and I was just coming up on them wondering why it wasn't slowing down, because my foot wasn't on the brake, that's why.
I know what you're talking about there, and my cruise control, if I don't put my foot on the brake, it doesn't slow down, because mine's an older car. Other station, go ahead and pick it up. Name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I'm over here in Spartanburg.
I'm here is Mike, November 6, Charlie, Lima X-Ray. I listen just about every day, but I just don't do a lot of talking.
Rusty, he's got something really important to say.
Good morning. I do a lot more listening, and when I'm at home, I still haven't left out yet. You got a part-time job that I work on, and I got to be over in the big town of Greer by 10 o'clock this morning to do a property inspection and for the company I work for a bank. So anyway, and I'm just getting stuff going and trying to get the computers up and running so I can get some stuff printed out that I need and go like that. So anyway, well, good to meet you, Mike. Go ahead.
That's a shame there that hopefully he had his tongue in his cheek when he said that. I'm just trying to get to the office. I'm running way late this morning, but that's okay. I'll just leave early to make up for it.
Well enough to put my tongue in my cheek when I say those things. So I always enjoy it when you get on and you've always got something good to say. And Rusty, how long you been working at this new place? I didn't realize you were working again.
Oh, I'm not working full-time, Shane. I work for a company called TrendSource, and we do a variety of different things. And one of the things that I've been trained to do is what they call property inspections. And I have been prior to this. I do mystery buys. I do revealed audits, like I've been to a couple of office supply places or Walmarts to do audits of their HP Inc. stuff. I do inspections of home-type properties where somebody's selling a house or somebody's buying a house and the bank wants you to look it up. And the last couple of days, like yesterday, day before yesterday, I did went to Greenville and did one for a business where somebody's buying the building and going to use it. And then today I'm going over to Greer to do the same kind of thing. And I take pictures. For this one today, I got to make a drawing, and then I do all kinds. Got about 100 question report that I've got to fill out to send in. And then I send all this stuff to the company out in California, and then they forward it to the bank or whoever's set them up to come do the job, and then I get paid. That's the way it works.
Getting paid is supposed to be the way it works after you do something for them. That's cool. So did you, they're not a local company then, or is there not a local office?
Nope, everything is done online. I got with them back in 2016, and then I dropped out for a few years because I was doing a lot of other things around here and everything. But, you know, I pick the jobs I want to put in a request for. It's like I've got another one that I put in a request for to be done, you know, later this week or first of next week. Probably won't get done later this week because the storm is supposed to come in rolling in on us. You can't do a whole lot of good pictures outdoors with it raining. And that's why I've got to get this one done today. Because they're expecting Nicole, I think that's the name of the current one, to come on up through this way. But now I got hooked up with them 6 years ago. So, and I did a few things for them back then, and I started doing. I got active again, and they trained me up some more, and now I can do a lot more than I did before, and I get paid higher paying jobs. Let's put it that way. Go ahead, Mike.
Here on 85, just trying to pass a UPS 18 wheeler. Sucker. Crappy driver.
I don't know what they're doing.
Experience, Shane?
Somebody underneath me who has not been there as long as me. And there's a lot of them now. There's a lot of very, very new, young, and some very new, older guys now that are doing, not necessarily driving 18-wheelers, but employees of UPS.
Truck. He's driving a natural gas-powered truck.
You know, or Charlotte or Greensboro, if that's the case, because we don't have any of those.
Yeah, I was I passed one of those going down the interstate myself the other day, and he almost ran up on traffic in front of us. That he pulled over from the right lane to the center lane on 85 out there. And then, you know, over there where Pelham Road is, everything starts slowing down there through that section where they're widening the interstate over there. And this guy, he pulled in, pulled over from the right-hand lane into the center lane. And I thought for sure we were going to have a fender bender because he was coming up on that traffic. And he didn't seem to be slowing down too much. But he did stop. He didn't hit anybody. But I was very gracious because I was in that right-hand lane. I had moved over that right-hand lane to get out from behind him because he wasn't slowing down what I thought was sufficiently fast enough. But, oh, well. And you can't always tell where those trucks are out of when, because they don't have any label. It says, I'm out of Charlotte or I'm out of Atlanta or I'm out of Greenville. So, oh, well, you take it as it goes. So, anyway, just heard you in there, Shane, and basically wanted to say hello to you and meet the new fella. And good talk to both of you. Let me get back over here since my computers are both booted up, and I've got to get some things done before I leave here. Talk to you later. N4ZLK to take it, W2T.
You see an old, crappy tractor, that's probably out of Greenville because we get everybody's leftovers. We do have a couple of newer ones, but anyway, you have a good day. Good to hear you today, and I've talked to you in a while. Hope you have a good day, and we'll talk to you again. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Mike.
N6CLX, Friday. You're driving 18-wheeler out of Greenville, so I guess they have the main place over in Spartanburg, and then you're picking up there and taking it to all the satellite terminals.
Okay, I actually just take loads that come back into Greenville. All of our drivers out picking up packages during the day. They come back in the evening. Everything on the little brown trucks gets sorted to trailers, and then we pull from there. And yeah, that's right. I go to Atlanta. We go to Atlanta, Greenville, or excuse me, Atlanta, Greensboro, and Columbia. But yeah, we call them hubs. Those are our bigger hubs, and they get sorted from there.
Columbia up into Spartanburg and Atlanta into Spartanburg.
And go, I pull up two trailers from Greenville that get, it's packages that are picked up in Greenville during the day. And I take them directly to Atlanta. It's anything headed, you know, Alabama, down that way, or Florida, those kind of things.
I gotcha. You're on the outbound side. I just passed another one with compressed gas. Looks like business is good.
Went back with two trailers from Atlanta that are coming into Greenville for the deliveries the next day. So, and yes, there are a lot of tractors on the road for UPS. Well, at nighttime is where most of them run. Sometimes they'll be pulling an empty. Probably 30% of the trailers or the truck UPS trucks you see will be an empty because make a trailer and then bring one back in.
Well, we're doing our part at the office. We have UPS going out just about every day. Keep our driver busy. That was last month. We sent a check, but maybe they received it a day late or something. Man, they shut us down. Like, you didn't pay, you're shut down. And we didn't get pickup for 3 days, even after they cashed the check. And, man, the lady up front had some nasty things to tell our agent. Melvin turned around, and after he'd already left our area, he turned around and came back and picked up our stuff.
No, I'm not sure, but yeah, they're a big company, and they don't give many people any leeway if they're not getting paid, but boy, they sure expect to be able to just walk in and make you wait for the money when they owe you. Not necessarily the employees, but any contractors that they hire to do work on their buildings or anything, they'll hold them off for months without paying them. That's one thing I don't appreciate about it.
Yeah, there's a shadow over here. Pretty big shadow over here in 85, for me at least, right around 26 and Boiling Springs Road. Big shadow.
In the parking lot here at where I'm headed, so appreciate the ride along. Hope you have a good day. And keep sending those packages. I gotta retire here soon. I appreciate it. N6CLX, N4ZLK.
All right, you got it, Shane. Have a good day. N6CLX, I'll be clear and monitoring.